Ladies and gentlemen, would you make welcome, please, Dr. Jerry Goff.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Bill. What a super night it is here tonight in Ashland, Kentucky, at the Paramount Auditorium, a super big crowd, wall-to-wall people, and you came for one purpose, to hear some of the finest singing you'll ever hear in your life. Tonight on this stage, you're going to enjoy one of America's top singing groups, the Singing Americans from Maiden, North Carolina. Their albums have stayed in the top of the radio charts year after year after year after year. They were voted this year as the top quartet, number one, from the Southern Gospel Music Association. And you know the reason why. And you're going to enjoy them here again tonight. It's also a special night because Mr. Ed Hill is celebrating 25 years of singing gospel music. So I want you to make welcome right here in the Paramount Auditorium of Ashland, Kentucky, a huge crowd welcome to Riversong recording artist, the Singing Americans from Maiden, North Carolina.
No matter what I'm gonna see, I know it's gonna be brand new. She said I'd go away to prepare a better place. Soon we'll see him face to face. What joy that will be. Forgetting things which are behind. Brand new life in Christ will find. Surely heaven will be mine. What a great reality. It's gonna be something new to walk down the avenue. The avenue the same with gold. I'm gonna be home. I'm gonna have a brand new life. The road will come to shine so bright. No matter what it's gonna be, no matter what I'm gonna see, I know it's gonna be brand new. For things shall pass away, no more death on that great day. Sorrow will become gray when he dries away the tears. No more crying, no more pain. With King Jesus we will reign. The Christian life is not in vain. It's gonna be brand new. It's gonna be something new to walk down the avenue.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I see right now we're going to have a great time. You keep that up. We don't have good quitting sense, I'll guarantee you that. I'd like for you to meet the Singing Americans right now. We'd like to start with the young man that plays the piano. We found him over at Memphis State University in Memphis, Tennessee. We figured that a piano player had to have a little sense, and this young man is able to read music. He's able to do all the arranging, which a piano player needs to do. And since he's been with us, we found out one thing. This gentleman has about as little a sense as anybody we could find. Would you welcome him, Martin Gresko. Martin? Young man picking the bass guitar comes to us from Atlanta, Georgia. He does a great job. He smiles all the time. We call him Mr. Ultra Bright, but I know you'll enjoy him. His name is Gary Corsi. Would you welcome Gary to Ashland? This young man singing the bass possesses one of the finest, well, one of the prettiest voices, I believe, that you'll ever hear. We're proud of him. He sings the bass. He's 19 years old, and I know you'll enjoy him. Would you welcome him? His name is Dwayne Burke. Dwayne? The young man singing the lead blesses the hearts of folks everywhere that we go. He'll bless your heart tonight. I know you'll enjoy him, one of the greatest lead singers we know of anywhere. His name is Mike English. Mike? Well, you know, every group has to have a tenor. And that's ours. It ain't much. That's the skinniest looking thing I ever looked at. Look at those little old legs. They look like parentheses. When he first joined us, he was quite excited. He got on the bus. He hadn't really been anywhere when he joined us, and he'd been just at his home there in North Carolina, and he joined us, and we've taken him all over the country, and the first thing he did, the first night he got on the bus, he said, I'm going to go back in my room and come back up and sit for a while. He said, I put my pajamas on. He went back in his room, put his pajamas on, come up the front. And he's so skinny, they only got one stripe. But he's growing up real fast. He's already started to shave since he's been with us. Shaved twice. He's shaved twice since he's been with us. Cut his legs both times, too. Would you welcome him, Rick Strickland. Rick. Thank you. Of course, you already know my name's Ed Hill, and I sing the baritone, and thank you. Thank you. Oh, you're so kind, believe me. I want you to listen to this youngin' that sings the bass. I want him to sing one of them old-timey type harmony songs that has a bass lead, and I know you'll enjoy him because he can really do it. The song's called In Glory Land. Sing it, Dwayne.
Some glad day I'm gonna go
to the city, built for square.
I'm gonna see
all my loved ones waiting there.
I'm gonna walk
on the golden streets so red.
Walk on golden streets in glory land. That's the place I'm gonna live
in a mansion waiting me.
It's made for me.
Christ prepared it.
I'm going there.
Party there.
peace forever.
I walk with Jesus hand in hand.
I'm gonna sing.
I'm gonna sing in that heavenly band.
Walk around.
Walk around in the promised land in glory. Glory land. Glory land.
All right.
Oh, If you'll allow me, I'd like to sing it one more time. Everywhere I go, I just want to say a little bit for Jesus Christ, because He has done so much in my life. I have been through a lot of troubles and trials, a lot of pain, and a lot of heartache. But you know, it seems like to me, when I sing a song like this, and I think about what Jesus Christ has prepared for me in glory, and when I think about the streets of gold and the walls of jasper, and when I think about the saints that have gone on before me, and when I think about seeing Jesus, that just does something for my soul. It just does something for me. And I'm thankful for what I feel inside my heart. Then as I enter the gates of that city, my precious loves, they all knew, they knew me well. Then they took me down the streets of heaven, the seas to many, to tell lies, Abraham. I saw Jacob and Isaac, Mark, and over here I saw Timothy. But I said, Timothy, I want to see Jesus. Do you know what I mean? Listen one more time. Oh, Timothy, I'm here to see Jesus. Listen one more time. I said, Timothy, just to lead me on to Jesus. You know why? 'Cause He these old rugged knees, and I cried, holy,
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 He is holy,
holy. I clapped my hands and sang, holy.
Listen to me.
Glory.
There was so much
glory.
Say glory.
place, but I'm not here to stay. I'm just a pilgrim passing through.
But I'll keep traveling till the time that I make his home mine. The world can't keep this dream from coming true.
I would miss heaven for the world.
Join his children in a song.
Sing about his amazing grace. How sweet to sing it to his face. Heaven is the place where I belong. Amazing grace, how sweet to sing it to his face. Heaven is the place where I belong.
I forgot the words.
I did too.
I turned around to Dwayne and I said, "Son, what's the words?" He looked at me and laughed. He knows the words to everything.
And I forgot.
You ain't the only one. Let's try it one more time. Say that Jesus was a good man in his day. They say he came to teach the world about a better way. They say he sacrificed his life unnecessarily.
to see if life has reached barriers unseen. But that's all right, 'cause Jesus is my Lord who pilots me. And until I reach that harbor on that golden peaceful shore, my head is straight and narrow toward the port in the storm.
He's my port in the storm, and he's more than just a man. And he's the God of my life, and the rock on which I stand. And he's the captain of my vessel, and he guides me safely. Just a man,
and he's the God of my life,
and the rock on which I stand,
and he's the captain of my vessel,
and he'll guide me safely.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. You know, everywhere we go, folks always enjoy hearing these fellas play the instruments. And usually we can sit up here and we can always see the folks. We can see them when they smile. We see them when they frown. We see them when they talk to their neighbor. And we see you when you're watching the fellas playing the instruments instead of us. So I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to let them play something. I think y'all would enjoy hearing them. And we think we have two of the finest musicians in gospel music today, and we're proud of them. And I think you'll enjoy hearing them play whatever they have for you. I don't know. They only know two or three, so it's got to be one or the other. So, fellas, it's up to you, son.